Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So this message was posted on our Facebook page, Breakfast with Martin Bester on Facebook. The message reads as follows. Hi, Martin. Taking a chance here. Hoping between the listeners, I get the message out there. So today, just after 5 p.m., I'm driving past Eden Vale High. The guy next to me in a silver, it could have been a Nissan SUV, catches my attention. Just before we get to the outsurance pointsman, he asks for my number.
Hashtag outsurance pointsman. Donkey.
Cut a long story short, I'm hoping to use this platform to tell him to send to my contact with us so we can hook them up.
Oh.
Yeah, I love stories like these. You must know. Love stories like these. So I thought, let's get on the line. Shirley from Houghton. Hi, Shirley.
Hello, how are you, Martin?
Good, and you?
Good, thanks.
let's see if we can help you this morning. So, Shirley,
thank you.
So you think it was a Nissan SUV?
Yes, I think so. It could have been a Nissan SUV, and it's silver.
What? Describe the car to me. I'm very good with cars.
It was big silver, and it was an SUV. That's all I can remember.
must have been Nissan. What made you think it's a Nissan silver SUV?
I saw a circle on the badge, so it could have been an Opel, but I'm sure it was a Nissan.
Okay, I hear you now. And describe the guy to me. What did he look like?
He had dark hair, and I think it could have been green eyes. I couldn't see because he was on the other side.
Stop.
He had a blue shirt on, a blue collar shirt.
Blue shirt, dark hair, could have been green eyes. Beard, clean shaven?
Clean shaven.
Clean shaven. How old do you think he was, more or less?
I think he might have been like between maybe 32 and 37.
Between 32 and 37. Okay. What about him? So so your windows were down in the traffic or what? How did it happen?
My windows were up because I had the aircon on.
Oh, yeah.
And so was his. Oh. And we were literally driving past Eden Vale High. And it was actually a case of mistaken identity because I was driving and the guy waved. So I was back thinking it was one of my friend's husbands. And I was thinking, what's he doing on this side of the earth? Anyway, so we carried on driving, and he then, I kept seeing him following me, so I'm like, okay, well, maybe he's just trying to say hi properly. So I saw the robot turning red, so I was like, okay, let me not go over, let me just slow down and stop. So I rolled down my window, and he rolled down his window, and he was like, can I take you for custody?
Oh.
So I was like, well, not right now, I got my son in the car. So he's like, okay, cool, give me your phone number. So I gave him my phone number, but I gave him my WhatsApp phone number, not realizing. And I was like, oh, crap. And then I thought, okay, well, maybe he will phone, like, maybe he'll WhatsApp me because that's, like, the new thing. And then, but my number, the WhatsApp number says that it doesn't exist if you phone it. So I was like, oh, now the stuff of the people. I gave him the wrong number.
All right.
And I was like, I did not give you the wrong number. So if you are listening, you know, just WhatsApp your number and you'll get my actual phone number.
If you had to give the guy a name, what do you think his name would be?
Oh, wow. No, I don't know.
What did he look like? Did he look like a Ryan or a Greg?
Or a Kyle? Like?
Well, he did definitely not look like a Greg. Gregs aren't normally good looking, sorry.
Okay. I'm sure there's a good looking Greg listening this morning, but okay. Was it more like a Ryan or was it more like a Johan?
No, it looked more like a Ryan. It looked more like an English guy.
How do you know?
You know. Guys have a look. You just know. Yeah, he looks like an English guy.
You just know, right?
I just know.
English guys are silver Nissans. Afrikaans, so it could have been a double cab.
An Afrikaans guy would probably be in a Ford Ranger or something like that.
The longer I'm keeping Shirley on the line, the more people are offended in the traffic this morning. Gregs are ugly. Afrikaans guys are trying. Like,
if
wow.
You're a hot Greg and you're listening, I'm just, yeah.
So, okay. I got it right. So, you're dark hair, 32-37. You were in the traffic yesterday.
It was the day before.
Okay, the day before. And you made a pass. In actual fact, you asked her out for coffee, a girl called Shirley. Okay, now, last thing is describe yourself because the guy is not going to know. Maybe he does this at every traffic light. So, which one were you? Describe yourself.
Well, I was driving the silver Ford. Yeah. Ford.
Shirley from Houghton is in a silver Ford. Okay, all right. Yeah, continue.
I was in the car. My son was next to me. My hair was all tied back. It's fine hair. And yeah, I wasn't wearing my glasses, so I didn't have glasses on. And yeah, I was wearing a black shirt.
What color eyes do you have?
Brown.
Okay, super. This guy's, yeah. This guy's thinking, geez, she looked like a Stacey or something. It's not a Shirley. All right, Shirley from Houghton, let's see what comes up this morning. Maybe the guy's listening and we'll get back. We'll get you on the line again, okay?
So, thanks so much, Martin.
Okay, cheers, hey, bye.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, bye. It's worth a try.
Oh, my gosh.
It's worth a try. Listen, I think we should get Shirley back on the line for some, what do you call that? It's like a psychological profiling?
Yes.
You profile
people. Profile people. Okay. So from now on, when a guy isn't hot, do we call him?
That's just terrible. No. I'm standing up for all the hot Gregs. They must be. It's stereotyping. That's the word I was looking for.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Hey, think I'm ready, baby.
Martin and Span, jylle is freaking awesome.
You give me a feeling.
Check her in.